Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball, rugby.
Chicago as a sporting city was awesome, but yeah, you got to be careful. There's a few distractions over there in Chicago, and you got to make sure that you keep your preparation right.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Right then, DJ Carey was today handed a 5.5-year jail sentence for defrauding people by falsely claiming he had cancer and needed money to pay for treatment. Frank Graney, News Talk courts correspondent, was at the Dublin Circuit Criminal Court today. Frank, good evening to you. You might begin by telling us how exactly things played out today.
Well, today's hearing was relatively brief. There was a sentence hearing on Friday that went on for a number of hours because for the first time on Friday, I suppose we got a huge level of detail in terms of what DJ Carey did over an 8-year period between 2014 and 2022 and how he defrauded, you know, multiple people in relation to a scam. He lied to them about having cancer, about having to travel to a specialist facility in the US for treatment. All lies. He managed to hoodwink them, defraud them of just under €400,000. Only €45,000 of that has been repaid. Once that was done, then we had victim impact statements, we had pleas and mitigation. So the judge had an awful lot to consider, and he decided on Friday that he would take the weekend to, construct an appropriate sentence for DJ Carey. We were back then at 1 o'clock this afternoon. DJ Carey had been taken into custody for the first time on Friday, so he spent the weekend in prison. But he would have been in no doubt that he was going to be handed a prison sentence today, because Judge Martin Nolan's parting words on Friday were that a custodial sentence was inevitable. I suppose all that remained to be seen was how long DJ Carey was going to have to spend in prison. And the judge didn't hold any punches in terms of, I suppose, his own opinion about what DJ Carey did. He described the fraud as reprehensible. You know, the fact that DJ Carey had faked a very serious illness. I don't think there's a family in this country that hasn't been touched by cancer. And indeed, some of DJ Carey's victims were cancer sufferers, or in the case of one man, Thomas Butler, a friend of his who gave him €16,600 and delivered a very powerful victim impact statement on Friday. He was disgusted. He described it as gut-wrenching when DJ Carey, when it was revealed, I suppose, that DJ Carey was lying to him because he had lost both of his parents to cancer. So the judge went through, I suppose, his opinions of the offending, the fact that DJ Carey had exploited their goodwill, how he had used his reputation as a hurler, how he had used personal relationships, personal contacts to essentially like pull the wool over people's eyes and take a huge amount of money away from them. In the end, he handed DJ Carey a 5.5-year prison sentence. He was minded to give him a sentence of between 8 and 10 years. And DJ Carey seemed quite taken aback when the judge said that. But then, having taken into account all the mitigating factors, the fact that DJ Carey pleaded guilty to 10 charges of deception, that a trial wasn't required. Now, those pleas were entered at a late stage on the day that a jury was due to be sworn in. He admitted his guilt. But in any event, that saved the court weeks of resources and lawyers and victims having to give evidence and all of that kind of stuff. So he was given a discount in relation to that. No previous convictions, his previous good character, all he has done for his community over the years, both in his sporting endeavours and otherwise. And taking all of that into account, then he jailed him for 5.5 years this afternoon.
What did the Carey defence largely constitute? Granted, as you've explained there, it's mostly to do with mitigation and trying to lessen the actual custodial sentence.
That's precisely it. So his barrister offered pleas and mitigation on Friday, and he didn't shy away from, I suppose, how despicable DJ Carey's offending was. You know, it was calculated, it was planned, it was repeated. His barrister, Coleman Cody, didn't shy away from that. And he did, I suppose, offer by way of an explanation. He said that his client, DJ Carey, 5-time All-Ireland winner, One of the best hurlers to ever play the game. He had fallen on hard times. He had encountered financial difficulties. DJ Carey himself had told the Gardaí when they came knocking on his door that he had fallen into somewhat of a rut over the years. He was desperate. He had no job. He was homeless. He was effectively living in his car. And Coleman Cody, he offered, I suppose, the reputational damage as a plea in mitigation as well. You know, this was a man that, as I say, was considered one of the greatest players to ever play hurling. He did so much for the game. He was a big star back in the day at the height of his pomp, attracting huge crowds to Gaelic games. And he's one of those names that just, you would have expected to go through generations. You know, his legacy would always be spoken about in those circles. And that has undoubtedly been tarnished by what he did. And Coleman Cody said that, you know, that reputation is in tatters, and that the name DJ Carey now will always be associated with notoriety and shame. He also outlined some genuine health issues to the court. DJ Carey, we heard, has a heart condition, one that required surgery last year. Indeed, he was in hospital last Wednesday to see a consultant, and the sentence hearing was due to take place on Wednesday. It had to be adjourned to Friday because he wasn't in a position to attend. So that was all put forward to the judge, as I suppose his barrister pleaded for leniency. He was under no illusions that his client was going to spend time behind bars. Indeed, as I mentioned a moment ago, DJ Carey would have been very aware of that. All that was to be decided over the weekend was how long he was going to spend in prison. So 5.5 years, you know, that he was given today. If he behaves himself behind bars, he, like any other prisoner, would be entitled to a remission of, I think it's about 25%, a quarter of a sentence. There are also circumstances where you can apply to the Minister for Justice for enhanced remission that would shave off about a third of his sentence. But at the end of the day, like, what a remarkable fall from grace. You know, it was surreal to see somebody like DJ Carey, and it always is when public figures find themselves before the courts for all the wrong reasons. He has moved from the back pages to the front pages, and it was truly remarkable to see DJ Carey standing, arms folded in front of the judge today, receiving a sentence for the most appalling fraud that you can think of.
Do we have any details on the character references, if there were any?
None of them, if they were available, they weren't opened in court. And that's not that unusual where testimonials are handed up on behalf of an accused or a defendant, as was the case here. They weren't opened in court. All that happened on Friday, and it did take some time, I suppose, given the amount of victims in the case, given the amount of offences that he had pleaded guilty to, the amount that were taken into consideration. It took some time for the prosecuting barrister to go through all of them in detail for the judge to consider. And I mean, this wasn't the most complicated scam, you know, in terms of what he did. But he was clever in the sense that, you know, he targeted, he would argue, the right people, in terms of he went to people who had money, the likes of Dennis O'Brien, prominent businessman, very successful businessman. They became friends, met at a golfing trip to South Africa back in the late 1990s, struck up a friendship, mutual interest in golf, and he hit him up for over €135,000, €125,000 and $13,000. Again, by claiming that he had cancer, that he needed the specialist treatment. Dennis O'Brien also bailed him out $60,000 he owed to AIB Bank. And Dennis O'Brien was one of only two victims who offered victim impact statements. And he said that he felt embarrassed that he'd been completely duped by this man. But Dennis O'Brien made a very, very strong point in his victim impact statement. He said that when somebody approaches you, and this is a man that he considered to be his friend, when they approach you and they say that they're seriously ill with cancer, you don't question their bona fides. And that was the same as you look at, like, every victim's story. They were friends, they were colleagues, they were business associates, people he'd met through his career in hurling. You know, these were people that adored him, fans, idolized him. There was one man, Thomas Butler, who gave a victim impact statement on Friday. DJ Carey swindled €16,600 out of him. He had just worked hard his whole life, and he just got a lump sum after receiving his pension in retirement. And DJ Carey came looking for his help. €16,600 and not a cent of that has been repaid. Truly remarkable, the lengths that he went to. And where there was a hesitancy or a reluctance on people to part with their money, he changed tack And he came up with another cock and bull story that he was due a windfall from the HSE in relation to a negligence claim of somewhere between 1 and 1.3 million euros. So he was saying to these people, look, I really need this money for this urgent care over in the US, but it is just a short-term loan and you will get it back. And like Dennis O'Brien, for example, like a very successful businessman, he did his due diligence in the sense that his accountant asked for some proof. He was happy to lend him the money, his friend, but he wanted some proof, understandably, that he was getting this treatment, that he had this condition. And DJ Kerry went and he forged two letters to appease Dennis O'Brien and his accountant. So those are the levels, I suppose, that DJ Kerry went to pull the wool successfully to a point over his victim's eyes.
And then just on a final point, Frank, when it comes to the actual material evidence that was used against DJ Carey or that they had against DJ Carey, like the fact that there was no GP records of cancer, no HSE or hospital claim, for example, was this all bombshell information last week or had all this been uncovered previously? And I'm talking about in the public domain.
Well, I suppose you hear rumours, don't you? Like, you know, I'm sure you, moving in sporting circles, would have heard the rumours over the years. My colleagues and I, down in the courthouse day to day, you hear these things, you hear rumblings. But I suppose until everything is laid bare in court, as it was last Friday, you know, you take those rumours with a pinch of salt, don't you? But certainly there was a lot being said behind closed doors. And clearly we weren't in a position to report on any of that speculation ahead of what was supposed to be a jury trial. Now that we're in a position to do so, I mean, again, that level of offending that was outlined to the court last Friday was truly remarkable. Some of the people that he hit up for money, like cancer survivors themselves, people suffering with serious illness. I'm reminded of a friend that had a chance meeting with DJ Kerry on the side of a hurling field in County Kilkenny. They were both watching a game and they were friends and got chatting, and this friend had confided in DJ that his wife had been diagnosed and was being treated for a very rare type of cancer. And incredibly, DJ Kerry used that opportunity to pounce, and he claimed that he was suffering from the very same type of cancer that this man's wife was suffering from, and he hit him up a few days later for 4,000 euro. Now, that was fully repaid. That man was lucky enough in the sense that he was one of only a handful of victims that did get some of their money back. But I just thought that that went to the core of DJ Carey's offending, that he would use an opportunity like that for his own good. As I say, this wasn't the most sophisticated scam that I've seen down in the courts. But the reason that it all became unravelled for DJ Carey was in 2022, when a bank worker became suspicious that an elderly customer of the bank was trying to transfer a significant sum of money to DJ Carey. The Gardaí were alerted, and that's when a very thorough investigation got underway at that point. But it's incredible to think that he was doing this for 8 years, you know, scamming and conning those closest to him for his own financial gain.
It really is a grim and extraordinary story. Frank Graney, News Talk courts correspondent, thanks so much for your time.
Off the ball, rugby.
Chicago is a sporting city, was awesome, but yeah, you got to be careful. There's a few distractions over there in Chicago, and you got to make sure that you keep your preparation right.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.